This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And as you may know by now, and if you're new to the program, this will be news for you. Senior Care Live is the most listened to AM talk radio show here in Kansas City on the weekends. We're not up to Rush Limbaugh levels yet, but hey, listen, a guy can dream, right? It's the holiday season and I have dreams. And that's one of them, I guess. So, anyway, but we have a great, great, base of listeners here. And again, it's the most listened to AM talk radio show here in Kansas City on the weekends. And I could not be more proud of that. And I cannot thank you enough for that. It's all about the listeners tuning in. We have a lot of listeners tune in to Senior Care Live each and every weekend. And on Saturday mornings at 11. And that's just, I'm really, really humbled by that. A lot of people say, I do not miss your show. It's appointment radio, if you will. It's must see, must listen radio. And we don't miss it. I actually spoke with a really nice lady this past week and she said, my husband can't listen to you, but he always listens to your podcasts while he's in the car. I happened to be in the car with him one day and I heard your podcast and she actually called, regarding placement assistance for a loved one. So anyway, and you can stream it online, you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to the radio. But again, we are the number one AM talk radio show here in Kansas City on the weekends, and I'm just totally stoked. Watch out, Rush Limbaugh, we're coming after you. Right? So anyway, all right, enough of that silliness. So you can reach us on our toll-free number. If you have a question about anything, just reach out on the toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also go to the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so today we are in... We're right in the throes, in the midst of the holidays here, right? We've already had Thanksgiving. That was an awesome time for so many families in our area and around the country. And obviously, we're coming up on Christmas and New Year's and several other holidays. This is a time when families gather and they evaluate. And many families are caught off guard. We've talked about this before the last couple of two or three weeks here. They're really caught off guard. They're like, whoa, we didn't realize that mom had slipped that much. Or dad has some bruises on him, on his arms. He's finally said, yeah, I've been falling a little bit here recently. And guess what? Anytime I hear that an elderly person is falling a lot, that gets my attention real quick. My own grandmother, God rest her soul, my own grandmother got up in the middle of the night and she was wobbly. And she fell backwards and hit the back of her head and her neck on the wall on the way down and actually fractured her neck. So most falls are not that bad, but hers was. And most falls are a bump or a bruise, maybe a fractured arm or a fractured hip, maybe a concussion or a skin tear, something like that. So they can be pretty bad. They're usually not as bad as a fractured neck. I actually spoke with another lady who listens to the program this last week, and her mother, she said she has really brittle bones and she's getting up in age, and she actually fractured her neck one time as well. And she lived through it. My grandmother lived through it. It wasn't comfortable. It was pretty painful, and you have to wear the neck braces and everything. But I had one client who said, I've been putting off working with you and Senior Care Consulting, finding a placement for my mother. And I knew I put it off longer than I should. But what triggered the phone call was my mom was, she lived with us at our home. And one day she fell and hit her head on the corner of an end table, a lamp table. And if my husband would not have forgotten his briefcase and had to come back and get it, he found my mom. She was bleeding profusely, and thank goodness my husband, who never forgets his briefcase, just happened to forget his briefcase that day and came home to find my mom and render aid to her, call 911, and she made it. She lost a lot of blood, but she made it. But if he wouldn't have come home, she said, my mom would not have survived that. We would have been gone all day long. And she said, and I knew this was a chance, there was a probability that we could have an accident in the home, and I put it off too long. Can you please help me find a great assisted living facility for my mom? I said, yes, ma'am, we can. And at least there's no guarantee that you'll not fall if you're living in a senior care community. But if you do have a fall, there are people there who can tend to you right away. And take care of you. And that's the whole point, that they provide 24-hour care at these care facilities. So anyway, I got a little off track there, but we have families who are evaluating their situation and discussing what they can do. So if your loved one can remain home, but help is needed, just want to discuss, give you a few talking points and a few things to think about. You could make home modifications to your home to make it much more age-in-place friendly, if you will. And you can add a ramp or ramps to help you get in and out of the home. You can widen doorways. And we talk about a lot of these things with our with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. We talk about this stuff all the time. So important. And you know what? It's pretty easy to do. And relative to the cost of moving to a care community, it's relatively affordable, and you're adding value to your home. So I just don't know why you wouldn't do this. I just want to give you a few more ideas. You can widen doorways to make it easier when your loved one is using a walker or maybe even a wheelchair. A lot of these bathroom doors and a lot of doors in older homes are like 2 feet wide, and that's really tight. You're not going to get a wheelchair through most of those. You're going to want to widen those out. Pretty easy to do. You can change, this is real easy to do. You can change door knobs that you have to grip with door levers that you could just lean your hand on and push down or pull up or push up, actually. So if you have a dexterity issue, that's a nice easy one that you can do. You can add lighting. Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler, he's big on adding lighting for better vision. So you can see a change in, from carpet to tile or a step down or a step up. And you can see that much better with better lighting for better vision. You can convert, and Mr. Remodeler does a lot of this, you can convert a bathtub to a roll-in shower. Now, you just guaranteed, you just elevated the value of your home because all the new homes are starting to be built this way. So take out the bathtub, and if especially if you have a corner jacuzzi, the bubble tubs that you probably haven't used for a long time, wipe that thing out, turn that space, or just a traditional bathtub, turn that space into a walk-in or a roll-in zero-entry shower. And that could allow you to stay in your home for a long time. Usually bathroom issues and hygiene issues and bathroom configurations, that's one of the main issues that would not allow you to age in place. You can change that. Now you can age in place. You can move a laundry room from going up and down the basement stairs. And trust me, sometimes that's an adventure. You're an elderly person, the stairs sometimes are kind of a short run, so they're not very comfortable walking up and down anyway in a lot of homes. Usually not very well lit, and they're carrying a basket of laundry up and down the stairs. That is a recipe for straight up disaster. So take it out of the equation. Move your laundry room to the first floor. And that's relatively easy to do. And again, I would call Mr. Remodeler, and there are a lot of other things that you can do, but I would call Mr. Remodeler on that. You may need hands-on care, and this could be, you know, a few hours of help per day. It may require 24 hours a day. And so family and friend caregivers can help out there, but you also may need more help than that. And you can call our friends over at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, Dane Johnson, and all the great people over there, and they can help you do this. You may need a little help getting dressed in the morning, or maybe taking a bath, or maybe just help in and out of your bath. Maybe you can do it yourself, but you just want to get in and out safely. They can provide that assistance. May need help medication reminders. They can't distribute the meds for you, but they can give you reminders. May need help maybe with some meal preparation, some light housekeeping, maybe doing your laundry, taking you out and running you around on some errands. Maybe run to the grocery store, maybe run to the beauty shop or the barber shop. Maybe just run out to grab something to eat, run by the drugstore, by Walgreens or CVS or whatever. Home Care Assistance Kansas City can help you do that. And maybe it's time to bring in some professional help to help with some of these daily tasks. So if you and your family have evaluated the situation and said, we're going to need some help here. We're going to need to make some changes in the home to make it safer. We're going to need to bring in some assistance to help look after mom and dad, maybe both of them to help out some home care. Those are some of the things that you might want to talk about. And I'm going to have more right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best time to discuss senior care is the day you actually need senior care. Is that statement true or false? I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device lots and lots of people do this. Super easy. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone on the homepage of the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect. And boom, you are in. It is that simple and straightforward. And people all over the entire country stream this program to their electronic devices, your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really and honestly and truly is that simple and that easy to do. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Now, this one is, I'm letting you off easy this time. And when I read this coming out of the first segment, JP's over here shaking his head. He's like, oh, dude, that's obvious. But here it is. The best time to discuss senior care is the day you actually need senior care. Is this statement true or false? And the obvious answer is... Why it's false. Of course it's false. JP's over here shaking his head like, no, you don't wait till the day of. And so that's right. It's false. You discuss early and often, if at all possible. Now, here's the footnote to that. Sometimes the unexpected happens and you're thrown into a crisis and you might be discussing it the day of, but no one saw it coming. You cannot predict a stroke or a heart attack or a fall that results in a catastrophic injury that just changes everything forever. You can't predict those things. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you and you don't have to deal with that. But usually you can see these things coming, and don't put it off. Seriously, you're going to want to put it off. There's nothing comfortable about this, but just do yourself, do your family, do your loved one a huge favor. Don't put it off and talk about it early and often if you possibly can. All right. So today we're talking about a template and some things to think about for your family discussion. If you've realized that your elderly loved one needs some help and you're trying to figure out what to do, we talked about making home modifications. So if your loved one can stay at home, I'm always, and I've look for my business for a living, I help families find senior care communities. And we're going to talk about that here a little bit later. But I think I'm in that 90%, according to the AARP, 90% of those surveyed, and it was a huge national survey, say I'd rather stay home if I can. And guess what? I am in the 90%. I'd like to stay home as well, if possible. So if you can do that, you can make home modifications to safely and successfully age in place. You can bring in home care services to help professional assistants come in to supplement your family and friend caregiving, and up to 24 hours if that's needed. You can do that as well, and that's a great service, and that's one of the answers here to staying independent at home. So if your loved one is dealing with a life-limiting illness or disease, or maybe struggling with an ongoing chronic disease that's not going to get better, you're just kind of maintaining, there are a couple of things that you could qualify for that I would strongly encourage you to reach out to our friends at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. Hospice services are different than palliative services. Okay, but both of them are super important. One of them is more of a longer term, one of them more of a shorter term. But if you even think that you might qualify, call Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care and find out if you qualify or not. If you do qualify, guess what? These services are paid for by Medicare. So, there's no risk, no harm, no foul. I would definitely call them. But if your loved one may need hospice care, may benefit from palliative care, you have an extra set of eyes and ears, and actually several people would be involved in providing both of those types of care that can really, really benefit your loved one and your entire family. And again, that's another way that you could remain independent in your home and bring in services, including hospice and or palliative care. And that may be the perfect solution for you to help you maintain your independence in your home and not have to move. And then we have another expert on this program, Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank. And I'll tell you what, I am a huge fan of a reverse mortgage. Now, I heard a couple of people in the audience through the airwaves, I heard a couple of people say, oh, man, I don't like those things. I don't like those things. Well, a reverse mortgage, when they first started, I think they kind of got off to a tough start. They have a bad reputation, and I'm not sure why that is. Because, look, let me just break it down to you in the most simple of terms. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, asset that most people own is a home. And if you've lived in that home for quite some time and you have the majority of it paid off, well, you own a very valuable asset there, and that's the equity in your home. That's the value of your home minus what you owe on it. And most of my clients have lived in their home for so long that it's completely paid off. And that home may be worth $150,000, $250,000, $400,000. You know, it could be worth a lot. Most homes, even if it's a modest home, is worth over $100,000. So if you don't want to move to assisted living or long-term care and pay $6,000 to $10,000 plus per month to live there, if you want to stay home, and it makes sense to make some modifications to your home, it makes sense to bring in home care and some other support services. And these things, they cost money. Why wouldn't you use that asset, the equity in your home? Why wouldn't you? Now, some people say, oh, but those mortgages, well, you lose your home. Well, no, you don't. It's still your home. You have a mortgage on your home. And if you sell your home with the proceeds of the sale, then you pay off the mortgage. It's just like any other mortgage. Well, I want to leave that money to my kids. Well, guess what? With all due respect, that's your home, and you're the person needing the care, and it's going to cost a lot of money. So if you leave the house to your kids, and you don't have the money to pay for these other things, then guess what you're doing? You're moving to a care facility, and you're going to exhaust your liquid assets, and then you're going to qualify for Medicaid. You're going to go down that whole road, which is nothing wrong with that. But what I would do, in a heartbeat, is I would use the equity in my home as a financial tool to help me pay for the services and products to help me age in place, because that's what I would do. And I would recommend that you do the same and call our friend Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank and look into how easy a reverse mortgage is. And you can have no payments. And that, I don't know, that I just see it as a financial tool. I just see it as a great financial tool. And that's exactly what I'm going to do if I'm in this situation. So we're going to have a whole lot more right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we may be able to help you and your family, reach out on our toll-free number, and you can call us literally anytime. This number is staffed by a real person answering the phone. Yes, we do answer our phones. 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share it with a friend or family. Heck, maybe you want to just go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. Just click on the one that you want. Again, give it a few seconds to connect. It'll start streaming to your electronic device, and that's how a lot of people choose to listen to the program. I'm so excited and proud, and I just feel so great to offer our listeners three ways to listen. I was just dyslexic, JP. It's the holiday time. I'm just a little bit giddy, so I get excited at this time of year. Three ways to listen. You can listen to it live on the air. You can stream it to your electronic device or listen to the podcast after the fact. Really, really cool. All right. So I went on a little bit of a rant on reverse mortgages. And then I shared with JP, and he's like, wow, you know, I bet a lot of people don't know that. Let me give you a scenario. I got to save my house. You know, we got about $120,000 of equity in it. I got to save it for my kids. It's something I feel really strongly about. Okay, that's fine. You protect that for your kids. You go into assisted living, you go into a nursing home, you qualify for Medicaid at some point, and you live there for the rest of your life. And then when you pass away, guess what happens? I haven't talked about a whole lot on the program. Occasionally I do. It's called estate recovery. Well, what is that, Steve? You're starting to get my attention here a little bit. Well, listen up. Listen very closely. The state, so for the purposes of this radio program, Kansas and Missouri, but all states will do this. The state said, now, wait a minute. We paid $100,000 for your care in the nursing home. We're going to circle back to your estate, and we're going to see if there are any assets in your estate. And if there are, we're going to put a lien against that. We want to get paid back. Now, I feel like some people just swerved their cars a little bit because they didn't realize that. This is exactly, it's called estate recovery. So the state goes back to your estate and they say, oh, wait a minute. There's a house in this person's estate. It's worth, and there's $120,000 of equity. We want our $100,000 paid back, please. So they'll take $100,000 and then you've just left your family $20,000 or whatever's left over, or maybe none is left over. So the whole point is, do yourself a favor, use your home equity, convert it to cash through a home equity conversion mortgage, which is also known as a reverse mortgage, and do yourself a giant favor and age in place. Just don't know why everyone doesn't do that. I will do that when the time comes. All right, but Steve, what if we're not sure staying home is the best option? We're not sure if all this will line up and work for us. When should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? That's the number one question I've been asked over all of these years. The last 16 years, the most frequently asked question, when do you move? And I'll tell you, it's a good question. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. Usually it's kind of gray and you have to kind of figure it out. So I say the following things should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, if there's a safety concern when it's no longer safe to live at home. Different examples of that might be falling victim to financial abuse. Got a lot of shysters out there taking advantage of elderly people. Every time I hear a story, it just makes me mad as hell, I'll tell you that. I don't understand what kind of a human being would take advantage of a trusting elderly person. Drives me completely crazy. But you hear all these stories, and if someone is taking advantage of your loved one with elder financial abuse, that's a major safety issue. Another one, pretty common, leaving the stove top burners on. One of my clients said, yeah, we looked in on mom. We had some cameras set up to where we could check in on her anytime we'd like. And we were there in person as well. But if we couldn't be there, we checked in on mom from time to time. And we watched her open a can of Hormel chili. She loves that stuff. And she turned on. She had the traditional style, the electric stovetop with the ring, you know, the little metal ring that goes from small out to larger, and you've got this disc, and it heats up, and you put your pan on it. Well, she opened the can of chili and just dumped it onto the burner. And it starts sizzling and smoking all over the place, and I'm like, okay, well, that's not working. I've heard of people putting metal in microwaves and, you know, all the stuff. So really easy to fix that one. But that's a safety concern. This is a huge one when you're dealing with someone with memory loss. And there's so many elders that have different levels of memory loss due to Alzheimer's, dementia, et cetera. If someone is wandering away and cannot find their way back home, that might be going out for a walk. They're not sure which house they're supposed to return to. It could be driving away, and now they're you know, miles away, maybe even in a different state. And that's when you hear about all of these silver alerts. And I'm seeing more and more silver alerts. I mean, there are at least a couple a week now, and sometimes one a day for a while. Most of them, the person is found, sometimes they end tragically, unfortunately. But if you're not there and you can't guarantee your loved one's safety and they're wandering away or driving away, that is a major, major issue that you'd better solve immediately. One that is not as obvious, not taking your medications on time, not taking your medications at all, maybe taking a double dose of your medications. Not good. Not good. And that's one that, you know, when you think of safety, you think of, you know, falling and some kind of stovetop burners, some of the obvious ones, but not taking your medications properly, that's a big, big darn deal. Now you can, I mean, there are medicine boxes and boxes that talk time to take your medicine, you know, and all, I mean, they have there's some cool, you know, equipment out there, but a lot of times that doesn't work either. So that's a huge one. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. When it's no longer safe to live at home, that should definitely trigger the discussion of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, and I would say this is a very, very close second. And listen up. This one's big. When the caregiver's health and well-being begin to decline, now you have a huge problem. Not only do you have the one person who's receiving the care, they're declining, and that's obvious. Now the caregiver is beginning to decline. Now you have two people declining. You cannot have that very long. Do not let that go on very long. Just don't do it. Seriously. Now, what do we mean by your health? Well, your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. The stress that the caregiver is under is palpable. It's tangible. You can see it. You can feel it. Stress is a very powerful force. Without getting into too many gory details, let me just say, I've seen a lot of caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for passed away because of the crushing stress and the weight from being a caregiver. You just can't let that go on very long. It's not fair. And you can't let it go on very long. And the men out there, and I'll raise my hand, I'll admit to this, we think we're Superman. We think I got it. Well, don't believe it. We don't have it. We need help. At some point, we absolutely need help. We may be too proud to ask for help. Recognize that and offer the help and get the help. And hey, my grandma did that with my grandpa too. Oh, nope, I've got it. That's my responsibility. That's my role. Well, she needed help, and I knew that, and we got help. So the ladies could do that too. So just be careful with that one. Number three, when the cost of in-home services becomes too expensive, it just may be a financially driven decision. It just may be a financially driven decision that would trigger that conversation. Last but not least, when the care that you can provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from the hands-on caregiver to the care manager, the care advocate, meaning together. Let's go out. Let's find a great care community. Let them provide the care. And then you can return to your role, your traditional role, the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter, or in my case, the loving grandson. And be that person again, and then just supervise or manage the care. Make sure the staff is delivering the care that your loved one needs. So those are some of the things that you should consider that might trigger the conversation for moving from home to a senior care community. I'll be right back with more information. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Today we're talking about a template, really talking points for having a family discussion regarding caring for your elderly loved one. And we've talked about remaining home, remaining independent in your own home, safely aging in place. We've talked about what things might trigger that conversation, considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So if you have made the decision, yep, it is definitely time to move. Home is no longer going to work for us, or home is a short-term option. We're going to need something long-term. It's time to start looking into a senior care community. Now, I touched on what you must determine before searching. And last week, I went into that a little more in depth. I'm just going to fly through this to get to the next point that I want to make today. But before your search, do not go out and kind of be a cowboy on this one and just go out and just boom, conquer. And I'm going to look at everything. And there's a place. Let's pull in and take a look at that one. You are wasting your time if you do that. You're completely and totally wasting your time. You need to do a little bit of homework before you ever think about going out into the market looking at places. So the first thing you need to know is what level of care do you need? Well, what does that mean, Steve? Well, do you need long-term care? That's that medical model. A lot of people refer to it as a nursing home. Is that what you need? Do you need assisted living? That's the social model that helps you with your activities of daily living. Is that what you need? Do you need residential care? It's like assisted living light, kind of the lighter side of assisted living. Do you need Home Plus? That's a house designed specifically to care for 8 to maybe a maximum of 12 individuals in a house, in a home. And it's literally a residential ranch-style house with caregivers there, primarily caring for those with memory issues. Great option for a lot of people. Do you need an intermediate care facility? That's like long-term care minus the rehab and the skilled nursing. All right, so if that's not complicated enough, that's your level of care. So what type of care do you need? Do you need just general care, just general everyday care, memory care for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia or other memory cognitive impairment? Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care? So we have our level of care. We have the type of care. Once you've determined that, how are you going to pay for it? All of this is really expensive. So you're going to pay for it privately with your own resources. Are you going to use or depend on Medicare to pay for some of these services, some of the care? Medicaid, you're going to depend on that. How do you qualify for that? Do you have long-term care insurance? And what is that going to help you pay for? Do you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit that might help you pay for your senior care? So you have to figure out the payment side. I think that's a huge, huge piece of this equation. That's pretty obvious, too, but that's big time. So you determine your level of care that you need, the type of care that you need, and the payment methods that you need, and then you have to figure out your location. Well, closer is better, but It, closer. No, let me, not, let me, JP, we need to like back up. Closer is more convenient. Closer is not necessarily better. Let me restate that. I need to coin that phrase, JP. Maybe I'll register that with a trademark. Closer is more convenient for you and the family and visitors. Closer is not always better. And that's the absolute truth. In fact, usually, the closest place usually isn't the best place. You might get lucky. Maybe it is. Usually isn't. So the question is, how far are you willing to travel to get the best care for your loved one? So that's really important. And then any personal preferences and needs that you have, any special dietary needs, any special room needs, any special, any personal preferences and needs. Mother has played piano for decades. It's part of her DNA. It fills her soul. It would be great if the place had a piano that mother would be welcome to play. I'm a musician. I totally get that. I wouldn't call that a, it'd be great to have or nice to have. I call it a gotta have. Gotta have that. So any personal preferences and needs. So once you put that together, then you enter, and then only do you enter the market. So hang on. Hang on to your hat. The market is wild and crazy. It used to be really obvious. You had independent living, assisted living, you had nursing homes. Very clear. Now all of the lines are blurred. All of the lines are gray. Some of the assisted living facilities are offering practically nursing home level of care. Some assisted living facilities offer almost no care and everything in between. Some independent living facilities will tell you, oh, we can do everything that assisted living can't. Well, no, they can't. If someone tells you that, run, don't walk. There's no licensure with independent living. You have to be licensed by the state and overseen and regulated by the state for assisted living and long-term care / nursing home. So be careful there. You have residential care facilities. That's on kind of less staffing, so the lighter side of assisted living. It's a little less expensive as well. Again, I mentioned Home Plus, a fantastic option for a lot of people. Then you have long-term care. That's your medical model that can help you with your activities of daily living, plus full medical care. So the cost of these things, I mean, it'll take your breath away. I mean, it's really expensive. And we're blessed to have some great, great places, great providers in our area. We also have some places that you should never step a foot in. As you might suspect, we have some of each. And then we have some of them kind of in the middle. So it's kind of all over the board. We have several hundred places. Let me repeat that. In this listening area, there are hundreds and hundreds of places to consider and choose. So once you know your level of care, type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences and needs, then you have to wade out into the market and consider independent living, residential care, assisted living, Home Plus, intermediate care facilities, and long-term care. Independent living will cost around $2,600 to $3,600. It's kind of down the middle. You can definitely go higher than that. Residential care facility, $2,500 to $4,500 a month. You could go a little higher than that. Assisted living, $5,000 to $6,000. I may have to raise that. Boy, the price is going up significantly here in our area with all the new building coming on. You could go up into the $8,000s easily. Home Plus, $6,500 to $7,500 a month. Then, of course, long-term care, a semi-private bed, will run $5,500 to $6,500. Is right down the middle. And private room, $7,500 to $12,000 a month. Don't wreck your car. So if all this sounds overwhelming, this is what I do for a living. Personally, senior care consulting. I help families and our clients walk right through this. Very, very simple. It's never easy, but we can make that simple for you. You can call us at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We would love and be honored. We would love to help you and be honored to receive the call and visit with you about that. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.